Rapids over there as that is Michael Gold and Ashton just getting after it. Man. 10th grader and the senior. And Lumen Christie, they got some great speed in the name of Tanzano and Nelson. And some good shooters. And there's one of them right there, Bryce Sanders, gets the three-pointers. So Bryce gets the lead back for Lumen Christie. They led early with the first bucket. Here's Brandell going into the lane. And he is fouled. So Jagershawn Brandell, Michael Gold, and Thomas Mack yesterday put in 18 points apiece, the trifecta there, as they won 80-40 in their game yesterday. A game that actually looked like it was closer, but the boy just kept pulling away. And it sent Antioch into the consolation bracket. Here's Lumen Christie with a tied at 5. 5:42 here to go. Almost the first quarter is underway here in this opening round, the championship round. We've got a couple of scores already. We'll share those with you as we go down the way here. The T-Jack team, a great possibility to keep moving forward here. Lumen Christie, tough yesterday. They pulled out the victory yesterday against Nunamute, but Nunamute not really firing on all cylinders. And of course, as we said, for the T-Jack, well, they had it rolling, but their young Antioch team tried their best there, but they really had that game in hand early. And now Christie just playing catch-up. It's Nelson with Porter Brady out there, and now Nelson will try a long three. He buries it. Well, we saw a little bit of that yesterday, but mostly he was driving to the hoop. He had two threes, though, yesterday. Not one from that far out. And that was Michael Gold gave him the space, but not because it was a bad idea. I mean, dude, he was 8 feet back of the line and leaped up and got it. Brandell underneath with a reverse layup for two. And now an 8-7 ball game. As Lumen Christie back in the forecourt again. They're going to hold that basketball as much as they can, keep this a low-scoring game, try to. And just be deliberate with their offense. Underneath, the shot missed there by Bryce Sanders underneath, and here comes Brandell back the other way. Lots of hands on it. Ball comes out. It'll go to Max. Max lines one up. Can't get it. Brandell hustles there, but not in time. I think we're going to have the media timeout here. Yeah, we will. It's halfway through this first quarter, just under halfway, 3:56 to go. 8 for Lumen Christie, 7 for King Cope. This quarterfinal in the championship round will set up one of the semifinalists to play against either Shishmaref or Scammon Bay. The loser of the game will play one towards 4th and 6th place. That game will be tomorrow morning. Games are 8 and 9:30. But we want our T-Jack boys to be in those semifinals, 7:45 and 7:45 and 6:15 will be the game times tomorrow. The 6 p.m. one, next 6:15 one, is already set. And, boy, is it going to be a beauty. Kate took out Czech Tulik. Pretty good Czech Tulik team, too. But Kate beat them down today in the morning game, then the 9:30 game. And I covered that one with CIM Minto. Minto pulled away late and won 62 or 52, but that game was more like 64-62. It was tied all the way, and CIS had a six-point lead late in the game, but couldn't hold on to it as Mitchell King roaring back. On this side, King Cove Lumen Christie and Shishmaref Scammon Bay. So I think the T-Jacks have a real good opportunity to get all the way that championship round. Yeah, let's take care of Lumen Christie first. Lumen Christie can be really deliberate, and so much so that Brandell steals that pass out front, gets his own rebound off the middle, and puts it in for two. Brandell makes it 9-8 in favor of the T-Jacks now. And got to be careful of the Lumen Christie outside shooters. Wingate, too, another guy to watch out for. He hasn't taken a shot yet, but very, very slick driving into the lane and getting free for open look. He had 16, I think, yesterday. Here is Michael Gold. Free throw line jumper, not there. It should still be, it is, T-Jack's ball. Bigger Sean Brandell, the senior, will put it into play. Thomas Mack, also a senior. That's some good experience through here. As Ashton takes it back out to Michael. Gold shot. Will not work. He's going to call a foul on Mack over the back. A lot of speed on both sides here. A lot of good speed. More height, certainly for the T-Jack. The young fellow for Lumen Christie is just a freshman, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that is right. But he does a good job on just the basics. And I think they're going to call it foul on Brandell. Yeah, they do. Scramble for the basketball. And Jager Sean picks up the personal. Three team fouls on Kinko, one on Lumen Christie. And here's Picard underneath, doesn't get it, ball tips up, hits the backboard, it'll go. T-Jacks basketball. So this would be Ashton to bring it up. Gold crosses the line now, picked up tightly by Sanders. Gets it over to Brandell on the right wing. Brandell looking, testing, goes inside. The foul is going to be on Wingate coming from the right side. He beat Nelson off the dribble, but Wingate came over to help out. And Carson Wingate with second team foul now for Newman Christie. Remember, after five in a period, he shoots two shots only, no one and ones, and they clear the board after every period ends. And here's Mack. Got a little bit of an extra push there, and another extra push. This time they'll go for two shots in the free throw line. So we're still at 9-8. Thomas Mack, two shot. First one, perfect. Another goal for Thomas. Mack guys it up. Got it. 2 from the line. As a team, 3-4. Brandell missed 1-2 early. So an 11-8 lead with the 2-minute mark just passed here in the first period. There's Nelson. Trying to reach around him. There was Brennan Larson, but he had to give it up anyways. He ran into the defense there, health defense of the T-Jacks. Yeah, this shot well off by Nelson. Rebound saved in there by Michael Gold. Boy, Gold did some layouts yesterday defensively. That just what an effort there. And then hitting those three-pointers a couple in a row. There's Brent. Oh, looking down the left baseline. Puts it up with the left hand behind the backboard and gets a two. If Brandell, if you... I don't know how to put the word carefully. I don't mean I mean it certainly as a compliment, but Jager Sean, he's able to like slither along that baseline. I tell you, he hits his way through people, sometimes his own teammates if necessary, and can get to the hoop from just about anywhere on the court. He posts up down low, got the solid height advantage there. And creates the contact and she goes for the shot. That'll be on Porter Brady for the University. And now, 14 fouls on Lumen Christie. 49 seconds to go here in the first period. 3 team fouls on the T-Jacks. Brando good with the first one. So he's got 8 in the game, 6 for Thomas Mack, in a 14-8 lead. Rendell's second one also good. Keep the ball in your shooter's hand as much as possible, you know, in those open look spots, and they'll do well. And Coach Barber, just some simple philosophy out there, too, and he's got some good shooters. There's Picard, puts the ball on the floor. Mack stops him on the drive. And the rebound comes off. Randell with it. Down to 27 seconds. Randell will keep the dribble. Now, loses it, gets it back. Mack finds it. Brennan Larson comes up with it. Gold's going to save it. Does. Action to Larson. No. Michael Gold. Back to Larson. Back to Larson again. And a foul on the back. On the lead by Nelson. Yep. Second personal on Nelson. And to the line goes Brennan Larson with 7 seconds on the clock here, first period. 15-8 score in favor of the T-Chat. Archangels coming from the Peninsula Conference, where Cook Inlet Academy also from there. Cook Inlet Academy losing earlier this morning to Nico. Underneath, Max, too hard off the glass. Brando gets the rebound. Puts it in over the rim for two. Gregor Sean with a big bucket there before the buzzer. And just hard work at T-Jack underneath that hoop on the offensive board. They own a 9-point lead after one period. It's 17-8. Hey, we're going to send it back to KFCP Studios covering the Olympic Championship basketball. Your T-Jack's on top by 9. Second period action, 60 seconds away.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
Period. It'll be Lumen Christie with the basketball. Archangels go high post with that first pass of the second period. Now look at the Sanders and Bryce Sanders. He did move there to get it off the glass and down. He makes it a 17-10 ball game now. That's the first possession for Lumen Christie. It's successful here in the second period. Now Gould bounces it off the foot of Archangels. A recovery there by Ashton. And Mack finds the cutter on the back screen. Wide open is Brandell. Mack delivers the assist. Makes it 19-10. That's Kazan Nelson, one of the quickest kids you'll see. He's going to be a good one for this team, too, as he's just a sophomore. Sophomore. Plays great defense, sees the court well, and as you can tell, he can shoot the basketball, too, but mostly off the drive. As there's Larson, can't follow up off the miss by Aston on the drive. And Lumen Christie covers the next one there. Well, the T-Jack is hitting the boards hard. And getting some to drop and missing some, too. But just keep up that good work. And it pays off down the stretch, that's for sure. Frustrating for the other team, too, was Brennan, or Mack rises up to block the shot there. And Larson. Mack has a two-pointer from just inside the key. About an 8-footer. Nothing but net for Thomas. He's got 8 in the ball game. 21-10. It's a double-digit lead for the first time here. There's going to be a foul called, and I'm afraid it might be on Mac. There were three defenders on Picard. I think they're going to, the two referees are going to say, who did you see? I saw, they're going to go with hold down low. So Ashton Gould came over to help out too, and it looked like he was holding one of the arms of Picard, or got his hand across his arm pretty good. But body was definitely Mac too. But I think the first foul, it's good they picked the first foul like that. That's a good foul by Morgan Rumpler on a play. Oh, yeah. Regularly, right? And Picard gets one of two. He's just a freshman. Big kid, though. He goes, about 6'3", I think it is. As Lumen Christie. Down by 10 at 21-11, but it's T-Jack basketball. And here's Michael Gray. Fine Mac coming to the hoop. What a great beat by Michael Gray. Mac gets another two. He's got 10. He and Brendel actually scored all the points for the T-Jacks, which the T-Jacks don't mind. It's a great team. Well, Barber really does a nice job with him. You know, he definitely manages this team. Gives them the green light on so many things, I think, that, and yet at the same time, you know, he's taught them a good control style of Havoc-type basketball because they will run the court. And here comes Brandell. Why not with a guy like this? Jagger Sean opens up for a three. Mac chops it out, but coming down with it was Mike Sanders. There's going to be a foul called on Mac. But Mac picks up number two there, and that wasn't a good foul in the sense that, you know, there wasn't a real good shot at trying to get that rebound. He did try to tap it out, but had a hand on the body there of Sanders. 5:13 here in the first half, 23-11 score. He's back on top of Mizzle Steele, post three. And to Brandle, and Brandle's got two. Brandon Larson poked the ball three. Brandle snatched it up like he had a favorite fruit in his hand there. It's orange colored and big and round and could go in the basket when he touches it. Here's Brandle. Good crossover dribble. Gets blocked off there by the Christy defender and can't follow the shot, but saved out there by Brendan Larson. Larson posts it up and get him the basketball as Sanders amps up the defense for Lumen Christie. Now here comes Michael Gould. Well, tap three. Ashton comes up with it, and there's going to be a push on Lumen Christie. You know, I mentioned one of the senior actually for Lumen Christie. Junior. Carson Wingate, he has not had a touch yet, I don't think, in his basketball game. And Wingate, the second leading scorer yesterday, right there, a guy they really depended on, and he has not seen that basketball. That just tells you the defense that the T-Jacks play here, too. Not seeing on any one guy, but it could be an offensive call on Brandell. Yeah. So both Mac and Brandell with two personal fouls, but clock winding down here in the first half, 4:14 to go. They cannot get in too serious of foul trouble here. They do have a decent bench, but not in all the scoring skill positions. So there's the car, and this is on the shot at the basket, and then a foul call or out of bounds. You see, they're going to go foul call and Kim Cove again. Ashton Gould. Now, five fouls on Kim Cove. So we started the period fresh again, but now 5 fouls on King Cove, and that was sent to the line. Justin Ortega. Ortega misses on the first. One more coming up for Ortega. And this one also misses. But Lynn Christie in the lane too quickly anyway, so actually, officially, you need to take it out of bounds then for the opponent. So if you eject, take it out underneath the basket. Ashton brings it up quickly, left side. And we go to Brandel. Swing the pass for Larson. Can't handle it there, but he can handle one to Mack. And Brandon Larson with the assist to Thomas Mack. Boy, Larson made a nice decision there, too. Here's Brandel. Tip pass again. It's done by Mack. Brandel, see the hoop from the left side for two. The T-Jacks streak out to an 18-point lead, 29-11. 3:17 to go here in the first half. And Newman Christie heads to the bench. Coach over there says, got to call a timeout here. Because we can't let this, we got to stop this run. Even if we come out of this timeout and can't stop them anymore, we got to stop right now and see if we can collect a bucket or two. This is so much like the Antioch game right now, folks, in the sense that you feel like it's a fairly close game, and it is. It feels like it. I mean, players are playing and defense is playing defense and everybody's doing their job out there, but the defense of the T-Jacks is so stifling and they come up with so many turnovers and turn them into runouts. And I don't want to say easy points, but aggressive points. And so it keeps the Archangels on their heels. And if this kind of style will match up well in the next days to come, if the T-Jacks can continue with what they're doing here, win in this quarterfinal, get to a semifinal, play the same type of ball that they're playing yesterday and they're playing today. And they can find themselves in a championship game. Cake, of course, the talk of the town. Two straight championships. They beat Antioch last year. I forget who it was the year before, but they have won 57 straight games at this class level, and I think it includes other classes too, but they are feeling like they'll be in the championship games. They acted like it yesterday, but even today too against a pretty good Shaksuta club. And there's Wingate trying to get, he does get a touch. He goes inside but loses the ball. Defense closes in on him as he drives into the lane. And there's Brandel underneath, twists up for the shot, can't get it. Brandel was open for the foul call, but didn't get it. He had to do about a 270 in the air to get that shot off. There was some contact at the waist level. For Newman, they get in the hands of Picard. He tries one inside there, but doesn't get it. Lozano getting ready to come back in. 2 minute mark approaching. Boy, Ashton just, or Michael just took a shot to the net there by the defender. Nothing personal, but as, yeah, underneath, Brandel gets a two-pointer. And then, of course, he will get it back. Nelson back in the ballgame now. He sat out a lot. Picard goes to the ground but gets through the basketball just in time to afford it. And now Picard looking for Sanders down there. The defense of the T-Jack just too quick to react. And they can't get any open look except from the outside. And there's one. Thompson comes in the game for the T-Jacks along with the two subs for Lynn McCarthy. Robert Thompson, couple of baskets yesterday. He's a good man around the bucket there. Gets some boards and good presence on the defensive end. Here's Michael. Shot comes up a little short. Swimming Christie has it back. 31-11 score here, under a minute to go. And it comes to Picard. We'll look it out to Wingate, and he takes his first shot. That's Sanders. Sanders misses on the three. Now Ashton goes to Brandell. Brandell blocked out there. Well, Brandell will put it into play from under the basket for King Cove. 31-11 is our score here. King Cove just continues to pile on the points. They've held them to just 2 points, I think, in this quarter. If I remember correctly, maybe it was just that three-pointer by Nelson. This pass batted back, right in the hands of Mack, and Thomas scoops one up, doesn't get it. Brandell on the follow-up for two. And with 20 seconds to go, Lillman with the basketball. Wingate kicks it out. He's had a couple of touches this second period. One shot, I think, but 0 points in his first half. Down to 9 seconds, 7 seconds, 33-11. Nelson's going to have to fire up something. Somebody has to. 2 seconds on the clock. Picard will kick the last shot, and this is there. So Lillman Christie out on top of the Archangels here, they have only put up 2 points in this second quarter. The score after one half of play, the King Cove T-Jacks at 33, Lumen Christie at 11 points for half the basketball. Now, I'm telling you, that's some defense. Everybody talks about how many points do people score, how many points did this guy get. How many good defensive possessions did Lumen Christie or did the T-Jacks have against Lumen Christie? And you just look at that scoreboard and say, they are swarming these kids. They are smothering them. And it is just a clinic out there defensively for the T-Jacks. But they do have to watch out for it. They have to watch those fouls. Gold Ashton has two along with Thomas Mack and Jager Sean Brandell. So that's the one thing. Watch those foul trolls. Fantastic job. This is a clinic to watch. Well, you know, I'm going to take a break here. I'll get my stats. What I'll do is we have 10-minute halves here, so I'm going to send it back for 7 minutes. 7 minutes. I'll be back, and we'll go over the stats there before we start the second half. It's the T-Jacks on top, 33-11. Over Lumen Christie. Back in 7 minutes.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. Lovers, those are Thank you.
You are tuned into 830 AM KSDP 81.1 FM K201DA in King Cove, Alaska. 88.1 KFPS False Pass, Alaska.
Chance to set themselves up for a championship semifinal four tomorrow as Brandel kind of looks at a fall away jumper out there, 3-point style, but defender wasn't on him too much, so he figured it might as well try it. And here's Max, drops it down to Brandel, in and out it goes. Yeah, Jager Sons. This is the first shot for the T-Jacks there in the second half. Just underway third quarter, a 22-point lead here at the half. And Picar gets three after throwing that pass at the high post. Brandel right there to contest it, but then pulled his hand back. He didn't want to get in foul trouble, but Picar had his arm too. So they both kind of caught the ball. Here's Michael Gould. Well, that's why we didn't get they weren't printing them. So I just now did get the stat. And yeah, they have what I have, and that's 21 for Brandel and 12 for Mack at the half. Bryce Sanders and Nelson have scored five apiece for the Archangels of Lumen Christi, and then one from the free throw line for Nicholas Boring. So for the Archangels, still looking around the outside. They can't really get an open look. I mean, they could try those long three-pointers, but as a coach, you want your team to work the defense and let you settle for threes. And here's Nelson, takes a drive down the right side. Can't get it to go, but the rebound comes off to Carson Wingate over there, and I think Ashton's going to get a foul on him. He does. Their goal picks up. That was for his third person foul. There's Cezano Nelson with his first bucket here since the opening minutes. And he set on a baseline 8-foot left-side jumper. Ball tipped out of bounds down low there, and here's Mack tries in from underneath. Not there the first time. Oh, the second was ball. T-Chock coming up for Brandel, Dave. Carson Wingate picks up the foul. And Brandel with the miss on the first one. One more coming up. Boys were 5-for-8 there in the first half from the free throw line. Shooting right up 50% for the game. And you know, they did that big lead with not a 3-pointer at all. All 2-point baskets. Wingate wanted Picar to make a target in there. I've been trying. Here's a steal by Larson. Head of the pack, it goes to Brendel. And Cezano Nelson stops Jager Sean on that drive. Out of bounds to offload. A hand to Brendel. 33-14 score. And the ball tipped free. Brendel running out. Gets it back to Mack. Puts up the shot, can't get it to go. As Nelson comes back the other way. Now to Sanders. Back to Nelson. Three. Good. Nelson. With the three, that's the gap. There is Michael Gould scores for the Jets. 35-17 score so far at the free throw line. And I think, did they go a foul call on... Yeah, Tizano picks up his third. And that was Ayapana just checking into the game. Well, we talked about a lot about him yesterday, certainly, and I remember from last year, too, and even the year before, I believe with King Coach Logan is just a super speedster guy. And that was a speedster type thing where he stole that basketball. I mean, it was the closest guy, too, was a Lumen Christie guy, but in a matter of 10 feet, Ayapana made up that distance. This is close second place. I mean, that's, you've seen him play. You know how quick he can be. Here's Thomas Mack in the lane, tries to drop off to Brandell, travel fall. I think Mack came to a stop, but didn't really collect himself. And so rather than traveling, he gave it to Brandell, who was traveling. There's a miss by Sanders there for Lennon Christie. Mack with the rebound and the dribble up court to set things up. Gould will try a three again. Will miss. Brandon with the rebound and now back to Gould. Michael, that shot will drop. There's going to be foul on Brandell, his third now. Third period, kind of point for point here, although actually more points for Lumen Christie. 35-17 score. It was 33-11 at the half, so just a bucket here halfway through this third period to show for Lumen Christie on offense, but they haven't given up much any either. So here's Ayapana running out, gets the man in the air, can't make the shot, though. Yeah, he's gone. He still had a lot of momentum himself, and I think a little bit hard rather than the softball.
Timeout on the floor.
As it is the media timeout. And for the T-Jacks here, they have got themselves a 18-point lead still. But again, lots of basketball to still be played and foul trouble kind of lurking around the corner there. Won't talk too much about it because we don't want to encourage it, but Brandell does have three, two on Mack, and three, well, they said four, actually, on Ashton Gould, but I don't have that. In fact, the official stats on the show, too. So I'm wondering if they didn't miss one somewhere else and attach it to Ashton. They've got Thomas Mack showing two also. I don't know. We'll find out, but unfortunately, if we find out, it might be at the wrong time. For the T-Jacks, once again, they beat Lumen Christie here. They'll be in the semifinal tomorrow night. That will be at 7:45 right here on Court 2 in the Alaska Airlines Center. And they face either Shishmurf or Scammon Bay. And right now, I couldn't tell you which one of those two. Scammon Bay had Kolegenik and, you know, well-fought games. Shishmurf had Kipnick. And I think both teams looked early like, well, they're going to win. And so it's hard to judge that kind of game. Here's Brandell. Off the mitts from Larson. Puts it back in for two. And Brandell makes it 37-17. And here's the shot out there, Larson. Man, he's been the man on the board there, Brennan. Strong rebound between two angels, archangels, as this shot won't work, and Wingate comes up with it. Boy, it hung on the rim there and just fell off. Nelson blows by a Gold, hit him on his backside. I'm surprised there wasn't some kind of foul called, at least, I mean, even called blocking, but Gold trying to set up there. Here's Brandell. Works it back to Lawson, and out of bounds will still be T-Dax basketball. 2:30 on the clock here in this third period. 37-19 score. And here is Ashton with it. Out the back. Thomas' shot. Not there. Brandel goes up with Nelson for it. Can't get it. Wingate has it out on the wing. Now covered up there. Two defenders on him. Looks through him, but can't hit the shot. Rebound came off Larson once again. It's Brandel. And they call a turnover on Brandel. Got his hand under the palm, under the ball there pretty good. Part of that because Nelson reached in there and tipped that ball, and I think that actually caused it. And it wasn't a foul on Nelson, just his quick hands in there. And there's some quick hands from Larson. Breaks up the pass going into the key, right into Michael Gold. So T-Jack certainly content to hang on to this lead, play that good, tough defense. Here's Mack at the ball on the floor, taken away by Sanders. Gold comes over to stop him, and then Ayasana gets in front of him somehow and tips it out of bounds. They'll set up under their own basket, Lumen Christie. 1:36 on the clock here in the third. Comes out to Nelson. Dono ends off out there with Brady, or Porter Brady. Back to Nelson. Now they'll play catch like they did at the start of this game. Picard gets the ball on the floor. And a block. Thomas Mack. Oh, ball. I'll tell you what, that would have made a nice picture. It was picture perfect from here. It's the Archangels basketball. I upon it. Yeah, I'll take it out. But, and right on top of the ball. And here's a shot by Wingate. Doesn't get her. Here comes a flying Michael Gold for the rebound. Just plucked it out of the air as he landed. Man, Gold just timed that perfectly. And Picard hit the foul on the drive by Brandel. So no shot attempt, just on the drives. It's three fouls apiece here, but with 1:02 to go, I don't think anybody will be shooting free throws again. Comes into Larson there. Hands back to Mack. He can't hit Brando. He can't hit his shot. Get it over to Mack. Gets it on the rebound, and he tries from the left side there. He's fouled by Wingate. Wingate took all the harm on that one, though. Because he got under Mack a bit, and Mack ended up falling over the top of him. Thomas good on the first shot. One more for him. 38-19, 56 seconds on the clock, 39-19. Back to the 20-point lead. 21 was the largest, or 22 was the largest lead, actually, for King Coles. At the half, 33-11. I'll check my math. Once again, there's Nelson with it, back to Porter. Brady and Nelson play catch out front there, but they're not getting anything out of it other than just keeping the ball alive. Picard goes down into Mack. Brady finds Sanders and ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Archangel. Thompson will check in. Ayabana out. So Robert Thompson. That pass taken down by playing cornerback safety back there with Brandell. He just figured where it was going to be and got it. Now here's Wingate. Watch out. And Michael Gould. Well, the referee under the basket there had a pretty good look at it. I had a pretty good look at it here, and I thought Gould got there quick enough and just slipped his hand in, knocked the ball away at the head and out of bounds. But for nevertheless, for T-Jack, they do get the foul called on Gould. And the miss from the free throw line for Sanders. Misses on the second one as well. They'll give one more because I think Larson might have stepped in a little early. He's got kind of a different release here. Oh, it's Wingate. I'm sorry. And Wingate comes up with an air ball. That young man has had a very rough afternoon here with the T-Jacks defense. Wingate has no points still, only a couple of shots, a couple of turnovers. His box score is nothing like yesterday or nothing like during the season. Coach Barber over there, I think, maybe giving a recounting of Brandell taking the final shot of the third period. The third period in control of the T-Jack still by 20 now, 39-19 over Lumen Christi. We'll be back for the fourth and final quarter. 1A state championships will continue. Your T-Jacks on their way to a championship semifinal tomorrow if they keep this up. 8 more minutes of basketball coming up on KSVP. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Fired a single shot, quote, at a suspect who endangered the forces after he fired fireworks at them. Israel's Justice Ministry said it was questioning the officer who shot Hamdan in the chest. Police are holding Hamdan's body for forensics, they told his family.
He never liked to be alone. He was always with his sisters or brothers or with me. I wish we could at least say goodbye and put him to rest. But he's in a freezer. It's cold. He's really cold.
Ali Hamdan says the family are under strict instructions regarding funeral arrangements. He says the police had him sign a paper with a 20,000 shekel fine, that's almost $5,500, if they didn't follow through.
We are not allowed to have people come to our house and give condolences. When they bring...
And King Gold with the basketball to start the fourth. Underneath, that's Jigger Sean Brandell dropping it into the hands of Robert Thompson for two. 41-19, matching their largest lead at 22. Thompson down there with Mack, and Thompson cuts off the baseline. Wingate tries to go up and under from the reverse side, and Mack blocks it out of bounds. Newman Christie has really not even felt like a moment, I think, that they had a chance here. I mean, it's just one of those games. Here's Thomas Mack, three-pointer. Three-pointed that way, yeah. He was at the top of the circle, but I thought he was inside it. So that's the first three-pointer of the game for him, for the team. And Mack hits it right there, puts it up to 44-19 now. For the Brady, will get it for Lumen off the long rebound. It's there by the T-Jacks. Zero step doesn't work for Brady. But he gets the ball back and then out of bounds. Jacksonville put it in a play. Ashton Gold and Michael Gold in the backcourt. Just 33 on the clock here in the fourth period. 44-19. Oh, Kapara. Fouls, Brandell. Interesting, again, the outside official calling that one. He's actually one that's called several fouls from different locations that, you know, usually the guy, one of the referees right underneath the basket didn't even blow his whistle, but an obvious foul. And then you think about sometimes when it wasn't a foul, but this official has called the foul from a different position. You know, not really the best position to see things. And, you know, I think that's part of that three. We used to have two referees. Kind of like doing this free throw shooting now, too, where five fouls and then you get to shoot from the line, two shots, no one-on-ones, blah, blah, blah. I don't like it. And I kind of can say, I'd say I still don't like three officials because I think sometimes they'll, I don't want to say complacent, but an official will say, well, that wasn't a foul, but, oh, well, he called it. Yeah, I agree. And with two officials, it's like maybe you missed a few more calls, but the calls you made always felt like right ones or, you know, more right in a sense. And I don't know. That's just me trying to figure out life, yeah? Well, it hasn't affected the TJX today, though, that's for sure. And here's Matt inside on the out-of-bounds play. Randall gets the ball to him, and he hits a two-pointer underneath. They have made it now 46-19. As Sakar, nice handoff on the right side there to Wingate, but he can't get it. Randall running the court. Got it for two. Coming up to the six-minute mark here, this fourth period. 48-19 now. Lozano, Nelson gets it back from Porter. Nelson hits the three. Nelson now, the first player for the Archangels. Looks double digits at 10. 48-22, 5:40 on the clock. Michael Gold with it up top. Gets it off the mat on the left side. Is now spinning in the lane as Ashton. Finds Brandell. That shot won't work. Porter Brady comes away with the long rebound. The loose sophomore. Down in the lane there. And Picard gets the hand off. Picard hits the shot. So Henry, his first bucket of the ballgame. And there's a steal by Wingate. Wingate's going to get him here, maybe. Nope. That's a charge. Austin Gold. Wingate. Austin Wingate charges into Gold, and Gold taking it. He had that lined up, and he's right there. He couldn't ask for a more perfect charge call there. An easy one for everybody at the gym. What a word if it wasn't that, because he was set a long time. We should be moving to see basketball. 48-24 ball game. 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. The T-Jacks have them doubled up. Robert Thompson with the rebound. Off the miss by Nelson here. And for Gold, Ashton passes off to Brandell. Switch down inside. Bigger Sean thinking about getting into him. Now Michael Gold on the baseline. He'll pull up for a shot. Thompson tied up there with the car, but runs down the rebound in the corner. And down deep, here's Mack. Mack too far underneath. Thompson gets it. Flips it out to Ashton. He misses a shot there. So Jagger John Brandle with the foul. Picks up his fourth. Nelson will play it at the top of the circle there. Matt coming out with Ray. Now he's coming out with Nelson. That's Wingate trying to find some room in there. Goes to the floor. Timeout for Lyndon Gracie. Ooh, boy. This defense of the T-Jacks is just, it's like the heaviest blanket you could ever put on. Man, you just can't feel like you can't turn in any direction, and there won't be one of those white jerseys with yellow brown on it staring you right in the face right there. And you look the other way, and there's maybe too long. It is just a thing of beauty from the basketball side. They play this kind of defense against anybody else coming in up in the next 2 days. man. And then they hit these shots. Wow, this is a team. I am loving watching this kid. Okay, here is Porter Brady working. I'm going to go to Sanders over there. Who is the thing? Now, Porter Brady gets the screen there, but he still got back to him, and he gets his first point. The travel ball can't go. .320 on the clock. The rest of these boys are not. 48-26. Coach Barber says, yeah, not totally agree. Can start out with Robert as the thing, or Jersey, maybe. Thompson, ball picked up by Lyndon Gracie. Back out to Mikowski now. He's at the top of the circle. That's the big guy. You want to split off there, but can't get it to him. Down the back. Back down on the right baseline. Will draw the foul for Mikowski. Robert Thompson comes out. Randall comes out. And in for the T-Jacks, Noah Robertson, Jersey Mac in there right now. There's Gold with it, Michael. Comes up to Ashton. And down in the lane there goes to Thomas Mac. Good swarming defense there by the Lyndon Gracie boys. It is foul the kick. As Justin Ortega. That comes to Zetkoff. Zetkoff. Zetkoff, he's a tall, lanky young man. Just a 10th grader. The hustle there by Ortega from the school. And now. Liam Frandl will check in. And here comes Riley Wilson, the freshman. Frandl, the eighth grader. Well, Robert, the senior grade, the junior. And staying on the court would be Ashton Gold to keep things rolling. So he'll drop the pass out there to Robert, and Robert's in the lane was 2-2. Of course, real happy to see this. Roberts at the line. Or excuse me, Brandell at the line. So Liam misses on the first one. We've got one more. step away from that line, catch your breath, and step back up and hit this shot. Well, he's going to stay planted right there. He figures, I got my spot right here, Carl. Just hang on, watch this one. And that one didn't go. Here's the shot by Lyman Driske. Is not there. Dowski comes around the top of the circle, gets it out to Ortega. That's a three-pointer. Now this is the 29 here, 48-29, 118 on the clock. Three-pointer coming to Noah Roberts for the T-Jack. And he let out a shot, too. He was pretty happy with that shot. 105 on the clock there, 50-29. T-Jack to give it into Ashton there. Ashton, he's a senior. He's got his young fellows around him, and actually fellow senior, too, is Noah Roberts. So turnover for Kinko. Riley hit a couple there yesterday. In fact, he hit a big one at the end there. The buzzer beater. And here's a steal. How about that? Liam Brando. And he takes it to the hole for two. Brando is go to the line for a shot as well. Brando looked like the older Brando on that drive. I'll tell you, he's an eighth grader. Yeah. Hit the arm and the hoop, though. No travel call on Lyman Driske with just 42 seconds here left in the ballgame. 52-29 score. And it's back in the hands of the T-Jack. There's Wiley. He was the three-point specialist yesterday. I think he had two of them in that piece. I had that one at the end of the game, but I had one earlier, too. It's not a three, it was a long two. Ortega pitching it out there. Wilson steps in front of the pass. Now he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Yep, Wilson headed to the line for two shots. 52-29 score, 22 seconds to go here. Wilson lines up the first one. Good. Rattles it in. Wilson just a ninth grader. Brangle, eighth grader. This one off. So, Newman will bring it up. Thank you. Starts to go down inside to Nicholas Boring, but picked off in there, and Ashton has it. Ashton down 5 seconds to go. As trying to go to Jersey Moss. The ball chipped in there. That's going to be the buzzer. Well, a dominant win by these Kinko T-Jacks. I mean, dominant. Yesterday, too, I mean, 80-40 over last year's runner-up, but it was a much younger and not experienced runner-up Maniac team. Not like last year's team, but they looked 80-40. They do the same to the Archangels here. 52-29 the final. And it was really not in question after the end of the first quarter, I think. Going up first quarter score was, I'm going to say they got up almost by, 17-8 after one. But, it was a tight game. It was 9-8 when they took their first lead. Well, they tied at 8, and Brendel hit a free throw from 9-8, then 11-8, then 14-8, 17-8, and period end. But you felt right then that momentum had shifted so much, and Pullman just wasn't handling. Well, the defense said that T. Jackson, he wondered how long is this going to last for him. Well, it didn't last at all. And they were almost scoreless in that second period, only had a three-pointer early, and outscored 16 to nothing from then on by Pico. So, what a ball game. 52-29, the final. Pico. We'll be moving into the semifinal, folks, tomorrow night. That's going to be at 7:45, so after dinner entertainment out there in the islands, right? Yeah, the Peninsula.
Thank you so much.
The Lucian Conference out there, Peninsula is a happy place today, and I think it'll be happier even tomorrow night. They face Shushmereth or Scammon Bay. That game coming up, so I'll get a good look at both of those teams, too. Oh, I take that back. Actually, I'll be in Port 1 over there at 2A for a game, but I'll have a pretty good follow of at least the scoreboard that I can see from that side. So Scammon Bay or Shushmereth coming up next. We'll pass on the news of who wins that one to KSVP, so you know who the boys will be playing tomorrow. But neither team, you know, a good matchup for them. So King Cove marches into a semifinal slot. There's only one more to fill. That's Shushmereth and Scammon Bay coming up next. Minto and Cake on the other side, they play at 6:15 tomorrow. So they'll play before the King Cove game. So we'll know if they win tomorrow, we'll know who the opponent is in the championship game. I don't want to get too far ahead, though. Not too far ahead. So looking at stats here, we'll clean it up right before we go out. 23 points leading the way, Jagershawn Brendel, and with 21, Thomas Mack right behind. The three-point shooting, not there, didn't need it, but 1 of 13 from behind the arc for the T-Jacks there. So not a good percentage, but not really needed still for the 53-29, by the way, not 52. I'm sorry. And four other scoring, 2 points apiece. Michael Gold, Liam Brandel, Noah Roberts, and Robert Thompson. And then with the free throw shot there, Riley Wilson, 1 of 2 from the line. That's a scoring for King Cove. On the other side, that sophomore Tazano Nelson coming up with 14 points, half of their points to lead the way for Union. Well, that's our broadcast here, and it's been a beauty as the King Cove T-Jacks march into a semifinal, 7:45 again tomorrow for you folks listening out there on KSDP. And let's see if we get into another championship round. That'd be something. Certainly this team has the ability. All right, until tomorrow then, I'm Carl Pulliam, and enjoyed the show, folks. I got to see it up front. I hope I made a good picture for you at home out there or out near wherever you're at listening to the T-Jag. Until then, until tomorrow, have a great day out wherever you're at, and be safe.
Thank you so much, Carl.
All right, that was Carl giving us the T-Jacks game once again in 53-29 in favor of the King Cove T-Jacks. They are off to the semifinals, and we will have coverage. That'll be tomorrow at 7:45. And in the meantime, I'll get you back to the regular programming. Thank you for listening.